Inspiring Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Here we go again. Time for another Morning Mindset podcast. And I am three quarters of the way through my first cup of coffee today. So I'm feeling good. And it actually is morning. It is morning here in Wyoming. As I peek out the window, the sun is shining through. I can see from my studio toward the, I can see the greenhouse where our vegetables are growing and they're coming up. And that's where Mr. Bunny hangs out. If you don't know who Mr. Bunny is, you should. Maybe we should come up with an Instagram page for Mr. Bunny. I don't know. That might be something we could do. You guys want an Instagram page for Mr. Bunny? You can see what he's up to on a daily basis. And there you go. But we're not going to talk about bunnies today. We're going to talk about an epiphany. Now, if you are a person of the Christian faith, you know that epiphany is something, it's biblical. Now, the original epiphany was, if you look up the definition, is the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles as represented by the Magi, the epiphany. Now, in our modern vernacular, we use the term epiphany as a sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. An intuitive grasp of reality through something, such as an event, usually simple or striking, an illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure. Yes, indeed. An epiphany. If someone says they have had an epiphany, something occurs to them, they get a realization. They were going along, and all of a sudden, bam, they understand what it's all about. Now, how do you have an epiphany or an epiphanous moment? Can you force that to happen? No, you can't. Kind of like you cannot force the petals of a flower to open. How do we, well, you're like, okay, Paul, then what's the point? Then it's just random. It's just a random thing. I've had several epiphanous moments throughout my life. And every time it happens, I'm always like, oh, wow, no kidding. Yeah. And I'm running for either a whiteboard and a marker, or I'm running for a piece of paper, or writing things down. I'm constantly writing down notes and so forth. How can you encourage yourself to have an epiphanous moment, or how can you experience that? In his book, The Five Rings, Musashi said that only by doing the thing, and he said the other thing, will the spirit of the thing reveal itself to you. And many years ago, Jared and I were in the training gym working out, and we were doing grappling exercises, and he did something, and he executed a move, and he's like, oh, that was perfect. That was exactly the way it needed to be. Because I wasn't even planning on doing that, but that just happened. And I said, yeah. I said, that was the spirit of the thing revealing itself to you. And he's like, ah, yes, I get that. Now it makes sense. Because you have done it over and over and over again. You've experienced it. Only through repetition, only through practice, only through training, can the spirit of the thing reveal itself to you. That is an epiphanous moment. Sometimes you're just walking around and you're engaging in your daily life and it hits you. And you say, well, if that's the case, if it's going to be so random, then what's the point? The point is you have to be open to the experience. You have to be ready for the experience. And you have to free yourself up. If you're focusing so hard on the solution, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the solution won't present itself to you because you're focusing too darn hard on it. There are a lot of books that you can read. Like I said, the Musashi's book, The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi, is a fantastic book. You should read that. The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Depending on who you read it from, or I'm sorry, who wrote it, or I should say translated it. Sun Tzu, the mythical Sun Tzu, actually wrote it, but it's been translated many times from the original Chinese, I don't know if it was Mandarin or whatever, into English. And depending on who it was that translated it, you're going to get a different take and a different perception. Like the first, I'll give you a great example. The first Sun Tzu Art of War that I ever purchased. I went to a bookstore, I found it, I purchased it, and I didn't realize that there were several different versions. I just bought the one that was on the shelf. And it was written, translated by an English professor whose primary job or whatever was translating Chinese into modern English. He was a British guy, and that was his thing. He was a professor, though. And his version, quite frankly, was pretty dry. Now, when I dove into it, and people had recommended it to me for years, and this has probably been 20 years ago when I read this or more, but people had been saying, oh, you need to read this book. Read this book, and you're going to get a lot out of it. It's going to be great. You're going to get it, right? And I read it, and I was like, okay, I'm not quite getting why everybody said this is such a, you know, why my peers said this was such an important book. I'm not quite getting it here. You know, it seems pretty boring, quite frankly. It seemed very mechanical and not exactly, you know, it wasn't it wasn't the Proverbs. It wasn't the Epiphany. It wasn't what I expected. And years later, I found out that there actually were several different translations of Sun Tzu's Art of War. And I picked up another one. I actually picked up the one that was written or translated by the same guy who translated The Book of the Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi. And I read it, and this author, his take and the way he broke it down made much more sense to me. And then I was able to say, oh, I get it now. This is what I was looking for the first time, and I couldn't find it the first time. Sometimes if you want to have an epiphanous moment, if you're looking for an epiphany, it's not going to appear to you the first time. You have to keep chasing it. You have to keep looking for it. If you've ever had an epiphany, if you've ever had one of those aha moments, what's funny is when you have that aha moment, then you kind of like do the knock yourself in the head and you say, oops, I could have had a V8, you know. It was so obvious. It was right there, and I couldn't see it. It was right there in front of my face, and I couldn't see it. If you're looking for that epiphany, if you're hoping for that, it's something that's just going to come with time and effort and dedication. Again, I know I hammer on this, but this is the world in which we live, and this is what we have to deal with. A lot of younger people, they're restricting their ability to have an epiphany or to have that epiphanous moment because they expect that everything they want is going to come immediately. And if it doesn't come immediately, and if it's not obvious and immediate, if they don't achieve that instant gratification, then it's not worthwhile and they're just moving on to something else. Because that's what they've been taught and that's how they've been conditioned. They've been conditioned that if they don't get it immediately, if it doesn't happen right now, then it's not going to happen and I don't care anymore and I'm going to do something else. And they're restricting their ability. They're restricting their opportunities. And the chances of you having that epiphany, that realization, that aha moment, that coming to realize something that is extremely important in your life, it's not going to happen. Because in your mind or in the mind of this young person who believes that everything should be instant and on demand, Well, they can't have everything instantly and on demand. An epiphany is not going to come to you instantly and on demand. You can't force it to happen. You have to let it happen, and it's going to happen if you engage diligently in whatever endeavor, whether it's playing a guitar or martial arts or whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe you're a computer programmer. Maybe, I don't know what you're doing. But if you're looking for an epiphany, if you're hoping for one, if you're hoping for that aha moment where you get that realization, that's how so many, you know, people say, well, that idea or that product was so simple, or it's so obvious. Yeah, it's obvious now. You know, that idea is obvious now. That product is obvious now. You know, things that you use every day, you're like, well, of course, it's so obvious. Yeah, but it wasn't always. That idea, that concept, that product, it wasn't always obvious. Somebody had to, and once, that's the funny thing, is once people make that discovery, once they do that, the work, and they come up with that great idea, everyone looks at it and they're like, well, yeah, of course, it's so obvious. Wasn't always obvious. Somebody had to have that epiphany. Somebody had to have that moment, that aha moment. And if you're constantly looking for things that are easy, that are on demand, that are instant gratification, you're not going to have that. It's not going to come to you. So engage, take the time, study, train, be passionate about what it is you do, and you eventually will have that epiphany. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 405, Boulder, Colorado, for a complete refund of today's purchase price. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.